Hi, welcome to the Panther Sports Report. I'm Jim Juneau, the Sports Information Director here at Virginia Union, and I have with me head football coach and athletic director, Dr. Alvin Parker, and we've got big news, but first we're going to talk quarterbacks. Now, we've got, I know, one returning who saw a lot of action last year, and that's R.J. Rosales,
right?
But there's more than just him.
Absolutely. You know, RJ is back. He's one of those guys that kind of played a lot last year, like you said. But, you know, you had a few other guys to the mix, and it's making, you know, some good competition for the spring. You know, you have Mark Wright out there who's done a lot of good things. You know, Miles Derricott, who's a local kid, you know, who's a redshirt freshman, who's having a good spring. And then you have Tyler, who's out there, who's a Newport News kid, who's out there. He's doing a lot of good things as well. So, it's a good room, and those guys are doing a lot of things in terms of challenging each other, you know, commanding the offense. So I'm impressed with what I'm seeing right now from those guys.
Here comes the stupidest question you're going to get. Is there a number one quarterback?
I don't know. Too many teams coming out of the spring with a number one quarterback, you know, or in the middle of the spring with one. So, you know, we just want to make sure the competition goes a certain way. So we do a lot of rotating of those guys every day in different segments, you know, just to challenge those guys, to make them feel like, you know what, if I'm the number one, this is how I got to lead, or this is what I have to do. So, you know, a lot of those guys playing a lot of different segments for us, you know, so. You know, but it's a good battle. You know, you got four guys. We're able to get a lot of reps with them, with a lot of things that we have going on. So, you know, it's exciting to watch.
Now, RJ from last year, from I remember, is that he's got a lot of speed. Mm-hmm. And how does that compare to the other quarterbacks? Because Jakari Grant, who's no longer here, he was more of a drop back and set passer.
Yeah, Jakari was the year before with the 9-1. Christian Reed did, you know, Christian a little Reed bit more of it last year, you know, and all four of those guys have different skill sets. You know, RJ can put it on the ground and run with it, and he can launch it, you know, but Mark can do the same thing. Miles can do the same thing. You know, Tavon can do the same thing. So all those guys have a different skill set. You know, you might walk out and see, Tavon and Miles are a little taller, you know, than the other guys, you know, but they have a lot more experience, you know, with RJ and with RJ and then Mark, they have a lot more experience. So, you know, it's a good room to coach. You know, Coach Bingston does a great job with those guys, having those guys prepared that, you know, no matter who's in, we feel like, you know, the offense can be ran. So, and that's kind of where we were at last year. You know, whoever we plugged their quarterback was a guy who we felt like can get it done and make sure that they commanded the offense and it worked for us.
When you're recruiting a quarterback, what do you look for personally?
Of course, you want a winner. You know, you want a winner that's going to kind of be back there at that position. You know, but more often than not, you just want somebody that's going to be smart, play with confidence, like I say, be able to command, somebody that the other guys are going to follow. You know, and you can kind of see that, you know, just in their demeanor. You know, you can't get too high with the highs, too low with the lows. You know, you want to kind of see that. You know, quarterback is in a position you could be, you know, over emotional at, because, you know, the spotlight is on you a lot of the times. I think it trickles on down a lot of the times when people get to playing, you know, maybe the blame game or pointing fingers. It goes head coach, offensive coordinator, quarterback. In that order. So, you know, when you're looking at it like that, it has to be a guy that has thick skin, can take a lot of coaching, especially if he plays for me. Yeah. You know, you got to be able to take the coaching and some things like that, but you're going to get a lot of praise because hopefully if you do it right, we're going to get a lot of wins in the process.
Now, let's move over to the other big news. Upcoming this weekend at 11 a.m. in Hovey Field is a combined scrimmage with Virginia Union and Virginia State. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, first time it's ever been able to happen. You know, I think, you know, we just want to keep, you know, putting our name and making history around here, you know. So being able to do something like this, you know, with the NCAA approving this last August, you know, we knew it was something that we wanted to take advantage of, you know, when the spring got here. So, you know, we spoke to a few, you know, different programs and some things like that. I had a couple things set up, but the one that worked out the best was just, hey, look, let's get the neighbors and let's get somebody that's going to get, you know, we get a chance to get both of us better. Mm-hmm. So, myself and Dr. Frazier down there, you know, we just kind of put together what this can look like or what this can be and how we can both benefit from it, because, you know, we both had to get a benefit out of it. It's the spring. You know, the good thing is it'll be one of the first times that, you know, Virginia Union and Virginia State will be on the field together, that it won't be a winner and it won't be a loser. You know, the goal is just to make sure that we both get a lot of work out of this. We both get a lot of evaluation out of this. And, you know, we get the chance to kind of see what our teams are shaping up to be, you know. So, you know, nobody knows, everybody knows this, nobody's going to come out of this thing a finished product on Saturday, but it gives us a chance to go against somebody in a different color jersey and just give our guys a chance to compete in the spring, you know, and nobody else can say they've ever done this before, you know. So it's going to be good.
That was my next question, is how that's going to work. It's going to be Virginia Union players versus Virginia State players. No combined squads on this thing.
No, it won't be anything like that. You know, you'll work for who you play for during the year. So we'll just do it, you know, more in a practice fashion, just creating situations. You know, you'll see some 7-on-7 going on out there. You see some 1-on-1 going on out there. Things that you would normally do during practice time, those things will be occurring. You know, so it's not going to just be a flat out game, but it'll be a lot of competition as far as both sides. And again, for the coaches from both institutions, we're both heavy on evaluation. And I think Coach Frazier got a lot of the same methods and things that we use here. So it's going to be kind of easy to get what we want to get done. You know, we're going to start that thing at 11 o'clock and we're going to roll to both of us satisfied. So we, you know, we got a format that we're going to use. Both coaching staffs are on board with everything. And again, it's just about getting to work and making sure you get the work done.
Full pads and everything, right?
Oh, absolutely. You know, it's going to be full pads. It's going to be full pads. And like I say, there'll be some game situations. There'll be referees there. You know, everything will be officiated, you know, enough to kind of put us in, you know, as close to a game situation as possible, but with everybody understanding, hey, it's still practice and everybody want to get some work and get some things accomplished. So it's going to be like that.
Now, people who want to come, tickets are on sale now.
Yeah, it's just tickets are only going to be sold online. There's not going to be any tickets or cash exchange or anything like that at the gate. So you got to make sure you go to GoFan and you just search, you know, Virginia Union, and the event will come up. Or just, you know, any form of the social media, you'll see it, you know, out there, you know, just with, you know, on the link that go. It'll be something different for us in terms of selling the tickets like this. But, you know, we feel like it's a great avenue for people that want to come check out some spring football, some CIAA football, some Panther fans, some Trojan fans. The last time we got together, we put about 16,000 in there. So I don't know if it's going to be that, but, you know, the most thing we're going to focus on is making sure that, you know, Virginia Union gets something out of this and Virginia State gets something out of this.
And tickets are $7?
Tickets are going to be $7 for this event.
Now, that is this weekend. Mm-hmm. I want to touch next weekend is April 13th, which mm-hmm. is the big spring game.
Right. So that's going to be it's going to be drummed up that too. Again, we'll be, you know, put that with Panther Fest. So we have a lot of stuff going on around here. So it's going to be a good weekend to be here, you know, on the campus. You know, I know a lot of people are going to come on this coming Saturday to make sure they check out the combined practice. But, you know, I think our fans are good and our fans are loyal. And whenever we got anything going on, they're going to show up. You know, so I expect, you know, a big crowd this weekend and a big crowd next weekend. I think it helps our guys just to see the support and feel it. And our fans have been bar none with that. They've been good. So, you know, we expect the same thing in 2 weekends straight.
What time is the spring game?
The spring game is going to go at 2. You know, again, we have a lot of stuff going on that day. Junior day will be that day for us. Like I said, along with the Panther Fest activities that we have going on. So it's just going to be a matter of just kind of following the schedule that we're going to have out there and making sure that, you know, you just pay attention to what we got going on. So, you know, a lot of stuff get broadcast on social media right now and on the website that we have. So you'll be able to see it. But it's going to be an exciting time around here, man. And it's always good, you know, and we kind of absorb it because, again, in the spring you just look to get better. You know, you look to get better. So everything we have, the combined practice, the spring game, you want to look and see, you know, all your guys out there competing and getting better. And I think, you know, what we've done these first 3 weeks or so that we've been kind of going at it, man, is building up to that. And I like what I see.
Yeah. Now, this weekend, $7. on GoFans.com. Now, the spring game on the 13th, is there a charge for that?
We're going to be in-house with that. So, you know, everything, you know, I'll be in-house, so it won't be any charge for that. That's just another opportunity. So, you know, for people to kind of come check us out without anything. We have a bunch of tailgating going on out there. And I think the next couple weekends, all guys are going to see all the tailgating and a lot of people going on. We'll have softball. You know, both weekends. We have softball this coming weekend. We have softball next weekend. It's just going to be a bunch going on over there in that whole, you know, triangle area, you know, with the field and the softball thing. So we're excited.
Now, one last thing we're going to talk about. The season passes are in. They are here, and they are on sale now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Take advantage. Yes. I mean, you know, I would say, you know, go ahead and, you know, make sure you lock yourself in. You know, it's going to be an exciting brand of football. You know, we feel like we have a good squad here that's worthy of people making sure they chop and get one of these season passes to see. You know, so I think everybody that got a season pass last year was happy they did. You know, yeah. So you want to kind of guarantee your spot and make sure that you're in there with that. You know, but. You know, Ralph Brown is the contact for that. And, you know, he'll have some on the next couple of weekends that we'll be out there. And I think, like I said, if you see it, you know, grab one, take advantage of it, you know, just to kind of guarantee your spot. And, you know, and you don't have to worry about the influx of ticket prices or things that might be different or things that might change, you know, when you can kind of go ahead and secure your spot right now in the spring. So,
well, Saturday at 11 o'clock, Virginia State versus Virginia Union in Hovey Field. Yep. $7 at GoFans.com. Yeah. Also, April 13th at 2 p.m. is the spring football game. Be there if you want to find out what's going on with VUU football.
Absolutely.
Coach, thanks again for being here.
I appreciate it.
Let's go Panthers.